Barbara.
Welcome to All Things Southern Live, bringing you the charm and heritage of the South. ATS Live is brought to you by Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Ravel and Ruston.
He was swinging.
And now, here's your host, the author of Heart Wide Open, the book Corey and Missy Robertson say will encourage everyone to draw closer to God, Shelley Tomlinson.
Say something really smart, Mike, while I try to figure out what I'm doing.
Figure out that website where you go and find out who your ancestors are. What's it called?
That would be Ancestry.com.
Yeah. Oh, duh. Well, you know, nearly 700 people have claimed their prince's long-lost relatives now because he didn't have a will and doesn't have any family. So
really?
I figured I might as well throw my name in the hat since I didn't win the Powerball over the weekend. So,
Mike, this is just, hey, why do I hear noise?
Why do you hear noises in your head?
You got him on the phone.
I know, echo. I have an echo. Had an echo.
Turn your phone down and listen to me on the radio.
Off. I had it off, I thought. Okay, now let me see if everything's right. Okay.
Hello, testing 1, 2.
Oh.
Is that better?
Yes, but I thought I already had that button clicked, but apparently I didn't have that button clicked. Okay, so where were we? We're talking about
you're technically challenged, but you're really not. The way that you massage technology to promote your businesses is simply astounding.
Wow. I was right there with you until you got to massage, and then I lost you. And then I lost you. So, hey, Mike, how you doing? How's everybody else out there doing and all that? I got some news.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait to hear this. I have a friend here who has some news. So I'm going to let her tell us her news. So JR, of course, is over there, Mike, holding down the board.
Mm-hmm.
While you're there in Dothan, like being Mr. Dothan.
Dothan, Alabama, yep. South Alabama.
Mr. Dothan.
The Circle City. I'm learning about Dothan.
And I can tell you like it.
It took me a week before I could come to work without my GPS running.
Yeah.
But my little GPS lady, what's her name?
Well, I call mine Mary Elizabeth, but you may still call yours Siri. I don't know.
Yeah, she pronounces it Dothan, but Dothan. I give her a pass because she's generally
helpful. You got to give her a pass. Every time I get on I-20 and I'm getting directions from somewhere, Mary Elizabeth says, stay on I-20 for 20 miles. She keeps calling it I-20. I'm like,
I-20, okay.
I-20. Mary Elizabeth, I don't know. I have to give her a pass, but.
My mom used to say I-20, but I don't know if that might be a similar.
Nah, kind of I-20, I-20, I don't think, but that was a nice try. I have in the studio with me my friend. Oh, thank you for that drum roll. My friend Tanya Reed.
Yes, that's it.
Not to be confused with the Tanyas I know in my life.
You mispronounced her name.
I did not.
Tanya lied.
Lead.
I did it right. You did it wrong. Yay! Get a name right. Can someone please find the record and mark this down?
Chance, so I blew it.
Hey, Mike, you know how bad I am with the names of my call-ins, right? So can we find the record and mark this down, please?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. You won.
I won one.
One for you.
It may never happen again. So
now I'll say Nicaragua.
No, not on the air.
Say Worcestershire.
Not on the air. Mike has a running list of all the words I don't say well, and it is a long list. But anyway, back to my friend.
Yes, Tanya.
Who is here, and JR is here, and I'm going to let Tanya tell you about their new radio show that is launching tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Okay, all
right. JR and I, tomorrow morning, right here on Talk 540 KMLB, have a brand new show called Sell It in 60. Now, if you've heard the promo, JR says he's going to sell his girlfriend, but I promise that we're not going to actually let that happen.
We're really not going to traffic humans. I promise. It's just an extremely cute ad.
Is it like a swap shop show or something? Or?
Absolutely, a radio swap shop. Our listeners will have a chance to call in, and they have 60 seconds to sell anything they want to live on the radio for free.
How cool is that? I think that is super, super cool. So it's kind of like a Facebook swap.
Absolutely.
But not.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's going to be a big deal, Mike. I think it
is
going to really
be a
catch
big
on.
Deal.
I love
and
the
this,
idea.
See, kids, this is how we used to do it back before the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
Every radio station, every self-respecting radio station had a local swap shop
Absolutely.
Show. And it was a big deal.
And we're bringing it back, folks, right yeah. here on KMLB. Right.
A little retro radio.
Yeah, a little retro radio. Maybe y'all really need your bumpers to be real retro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, cool. They
a
are.
Little bit of Brick
they
House
are.
Or something.
Actually, they are.
They yeah. are already.
We've got Dire Straits going on.
Okay. All right.
So we did go retro on that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, for me, retro goes way back. I mean, we throw it back to the Commodores, don't we, Mike? We throw it back to the Isley Brothers when we go
and
retro.
Beyond.
Yes. We throw it back to Loretta Lynn and Barbara Mandrell. I mean, that's retro for Shelley. But anyway, this, I think, is a fantastic idea.
Yep.
And I wish y'all all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. And to our listeners, if you want to get a little jump ahead, you can go to Talk 540 KMLB's Facebook page or our Talk 540 website right now. Go ahead and submit your items online, and we'll talk about them on the air for you in the morning if you don't want to talk on the radio.
You see what I'm saying? So, do you see what she's doing here? Folks, you get a head start. Go to KMLB on Facebook. And put your little lovely item there. And even as we speak, the masses are running around their
Absolutely,
house going,
they are.
What can I sell? What can I sell? And their husbands need to move quickly because,
yes.
you know, they
yes.
put their husbands there. But they're looking for items to sell even as we speak.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm going to call in tomorrow and sell something.
So what time does that come on?
It's tomorrow morning from 8 to 9.
8 to 9. All
hey,
right.
There is a nuisance alligator in my lake back in Lake Providence. Can we sell my nuisance alligator?
You can sell your nuisance alligator.
Okay.
Somebody
gonna,
needs a new shoes you, and a new purse.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Or you could do an in search of ad, look for somebody to come take it away.
Yes.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Like, if you come take my alligator away, then mm-hmm. I will cook supper for you or something and
Ooh.
Deliver
Boom.
It.
Boom.
There
yeah.
you go.
There you go. A little barter.
Okay.
A little barter
okay.
There.
I mean, we're going to be like, we're going to be trooping through the snow uphill both ways here in a second if we keep throwing this thing back. We really are. All right, Mike. So when we get back, you know what I need you to do? I need you to catch me up on all the things that are happening because of this. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
I pulled up earlier. A few show notes, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And this
right,
is what
right.
I read. Mm-hmm. Actress Rosario Dawson is 37. Actress
right.
Rachel Bilson is 34. And mm-hmm. TV star Audrina Partridge is 31. And Mike, I don't know any of them.
I don't know any of them either.
You don't know any of those names?
There's a little backstory to that.
Oh, okay. What
I actually wrote this for my local radio show, my local morning show here in Dothan. And we target a younger country audience. See, so I only did the younger birthdays. This will put it in perspective for you.
Okay, please do.
The graduating class of 2016
uh-huh.
never heard of George W. Bush.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, bless their hearts.
They only know Bill Clinton as far back as they go.
That's as far. Okay. That hurts
so,
me. On a positive note, however, this is the date in 1919.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
When
I'll
the
tell
final,
you how
wait.
down the education
he
system
me.
Is in this country.
Is he talking over me? Mm-hmm.
The little neighbor girl next door
yes.
thought cursive was writing down curse words.
Oh, I'm sad.
Oh, bless her sweet heart.
I am sad. Well, I'm taking us out on a positive note. You
I'm
didn't
be
hear
quiet
my positive.
Okay.
Oh, please don't. You didn't hear my positive note. I'm taking us out on a good one, Mike.
All
Something
right.
that I recognize. On this date in 1992, the final episode of Golden Girls aired on NBC. Now that's what I'm talking about. Give me five right here. Golden Girls. Yeah.
Just call me Blanche.
All right. Mike, don't go anywhere because you got to tell me more stuff when we come back. And I wish y'all all the best in your
Thank
nation.
Thank you for having us, Shelley.
All right. Sure.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Join us at Jim Taylor Chevrolet for our Memorial Day sales event all month long. Get select 2016 two-wheel drive crew cabs for $32,985. Get a 2016 Buick Verona for $25,985. Get a 2016 Sonic LT for just $14,985. Price, service, and selection is how we put the customer first at Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Ravel.
All factory rebates assigned to dealer. Price plus TTNL dock and notary fees. Stock number C105906, T286633, B118596. Conquest cash only good through 5/18/60.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Welcome back to ATS Live. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the lovely, the talented, the mom of all media, Shelley Tomlinson.
I'm going to give you about 10 more minutes to stop all those compliments. Like, just cut them out. Cut them out. Hey, I have got great news that I am super excited about now that I've let my friends share theirs.
Okay, what you got?
I took my turn, and I'm going to share mine now.
All right.
Hungry is a Mighty Fine Sauce is now available for pre-order on all the big online stores. That means Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Christian Book, all the sites. You can get on there and pre-order your copy of Hungry is a Mighty Fine Sauce.
Boom. Done.
Yes. Thank you.
Can't wait to get my copy. So when will it actually ship?
It will release October 1st, and when you pre-order, that means October 1st, buddy. It is in your hands. Yeah.
Well,
they will
fantastic.
Send it out in time for the release. So it's really cool. I'm excited about it.
All right. So did you have a good Mother's Day?
I did. Yeah. I had a very nice Mother's Day, and my people all said really sweet things, and I said really sweet things to my mama because she deserves them, and it was just a great day.
Well, you know, to celebrate the holiday, CBS News did a poll and found out just about half of Americans think adult children should call their mothers at least 2 times a week.
Well, of course.
25% said you should call your mom every day.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't always make that, but I aspire to it. The right. Once a day, I aspire to that. Of course, if you don't call, my people once a day, they say things to you like, well, I'm glad that I made it through the night. You wouldn't have known if I'd have made it through the night. And that's just a phrase, Mike, that means people who do not call their people do not care if they made it through the night. I just grew up hearing that. You know, they'll say, that old so-and-so, he doesn't even call his mama. He has no idea if she made it through the night. So I'm just saying, you need to call your mama so you know whether or not she made it through the night.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, you think those security lines at the TSA are going to be long this summer at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you how bad it was. It couldn't be any worse than standing in line at the Olive Garden yesterday.
Oh, did you go there? That was not wise.
It was not, and I wouldn't do it again, but I'll tell you how bad it was.
How bad was it?
They ran out of breadsticks.
No, they're endless, Mike. Breadsticks are endless.
I said, that's what I told the waiter, and he said, well, they ended. We're out.
So he's like, peace out. They were endless until they ended. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, did you hear about the Powerball victory?
One winning ticket in New Jersey.
Yes, $430 million Powerball lottery was hit Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. So the government gets about half of that. So you're going to walk away with about $215 million in cash right there. Put it in my hand.
Wow. You know, I'm not really big on taxes and all, Mike, but when you get up into those numbers, I almost right. feel like I can share with Uncle
yeah,
Sam.
I see what you, if they weren't going to waste most of it.
Absolutely.
You know, you would feel good about doing your civic duty. But, mm-hmm. You know, my first thought was, dang it, I didn't win. And my second thought was, now if Snooki won it, I'm going to put a plastic bag over my head.
I never can follow your train of thought, Mike. They're really funny. They are really funny. So our friend whose name I do not pronounce well was in
Kim
the news this weekend.
You knew that. The North Korean dictator, young dictator who...
Are you in my head or what?
Scares me.
Yeah. Well, he announced over the weekend that he will not use nukes. Wait for it.
Uh-huh.
Unless he feels threatened.
So what might be something that would threaten Mr.
Well,
Un?
He added that things that might threaten him would include an incursion of South Korea over the demilitarized zone. Okay,
right,
that would threaten him, Mike. And mm-hmm. then he said that provocative acts by the United States, that's us, that would threaten him.
Yeah.
And then he said finding a spider in his bathtub. Wait, no. That was me. Never mind. That was me. That's what threatens me. That wasn't
him. Oh.
That wasn't
Doesn't
him.
Sound like we're totally out of the woods
no,
yet.
No, we're not. Hey, you know what I like to say about him? One of my favorite lines that I ever said about that fella is that they really should have a sign that says, you know, like when you're about to ride a roller coaster at a theme park and they have that sign right there and you have to be certain height
right.
in order to ride.
You must be this high to ride, yeah.
I think that there should be like one sign all around the nation that says, you must be this high to run a country. I think there should be a line right there. You must be this high to run a country. I don't know.
Did you hear that Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne are splitting up?
No,
After 33 years of marriage, there are rumors that she caught him having an affair with his hairdresser.
No,
And this is where it really gets sad, Shelley. Apparently, he had a perfectly innocent explanation, but she couldn't understand what he was saying.
Mike, I am trying not to laugh at that. That's rude. We don't do rude around here. I am trying not to laugh at that.
I forgot. I crossed the line.
Okay. And besides, that makes me wonder, like, how long he's been seeing this girl. I mean, you know, he's had that hair for a long time.
Yeah, and Sharon's been spending a lot of time in L.A. for the last several years, you know, doing her own career. So, plenty of time on his hands, for sure.
Everybody has your problems, right? I mean, Trump's got problems with Washington. Paul Ryan says he's not going, or he doesn't know yet if he is going to...
not at this time.
...endorse... Right. Yeah, Trump. He's waiting. You know what they're doing? They're both saying, "You show me your cards. Show me your cards." They're doing that little dance thing around. But I have something that I need you to put in the things that drive Shelley to distraction file.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Okay, that would be these college students who are nauseous when they see Trump signs, Mike. They're having trouble studying if they see language that endorses Trump. They're nervous. This is what we have in our universities and colleges.
Well, what else do they want? He said the weirdos could go in the girls' bathroom already.
Oh, we're going to do the bathroom talk. I thought I outruled the bathroom talk, but we're going to go there.
Well, you know, Trump's complaining that he's not getting the political honeymoon that a lot of them get.
This is
kind of like the honeymoon where the couple goes down to Mexico and the husband mysteriously ends up at the bottom of a cliff. And the bride's like, I don't know what happened. I turned around and he was gone.
Yeah, I don't know. He was here. I mean, that's like he was here and then he's not here. I don't know how that happened. Dangerous. Hey, Mike, I have a little story for you.
All right.
That's a little bit dangerous, but it's a laugh at my own expense. All you know, right. And I do like to laugh at my own expense if it helps somebody else, right?
Of course.
So here's the thing. And besides, I mean, I have learned that if you admit that you don't know, you don't look as crazy as you do when you admit that, when you act like you do know and you don't know. That
right,
you don't
right.
know. I don't
that
know.
Makes sense.
Did that come
yeah.
out?
That yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, but here's the story. So I may have told you this, but I know our listeners don't know it. And it's just, I love this. I was flying through the friendly skies recently when I remembered it. I was with Mary Snyder. I introduced you mm-hmm. to her from Compassion International.
Well, love Mary, yep.
She's a doll. So we were visiting as we flew through the air at a great rate of speed in a piece of tin, which is
in an aluminum human mailing tube.
Yes, yes. So we were just flying through the air, and I thought about this. And it happened a couple years back, and it concerns when I had trouble. Do you remember returning my rental car to that bigger-than-it-ought-to-be airport?
I heard something about that.
Yeah, well, I had left my hotel early that morning, and I had time to spare. Although
right.
You would think. Thanks for the qualifier. So, now the week had been super lovely and full of grace, and
I
missed my man, my people, and my dog anyway. So I was determined not to miss my flight. I mean, determined. Yeah. So I get up super early. I'm headed to the airport. Problem number one. After an hour drive to the airport and after passing, I counted, 97 other rental car dealerships trying to search for the place to return mine, mm-hmm. I was getting a mite anxious. I don't mind telling you. I mean, I didn't want to miss my flight, and here I have this car. I did not consider parking my rental car and leaving a sweet little thank you note on the dash on the side of the road. I didn't, because that would have been...
You didn't even think about it?
No, because that would have been a bad idea, right?
Well,
right?
You would have got a big bill in the mail.
Okay, yeah,
sure.
Right. I thought so. But anyway, so I finally spied my dealership, and I was like, oh, hallelujah. And then, what? I braked and stared suspiciously. You know the little spiky things that they lie across the gate? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, to keep you from going in
and
the wrong way.
Stealing the car. Yeah, the wrong way. You know, from somebody going in and getting a rental car. Well, I saw the little spiky things, and I knew that's what they were supposed to be.
Right, right.
But they looked like they were pointing the wrong way. They did.
Oh, you were going in the exit, obviously.
This airport, no. I mean, it said enter, but the little spiky things didn't look right, Mike. I don't know how to explain it. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Did I mention I did not want to miss my flight?
You did, yeah.
Okay. So, yes, I did, y'all. I did get out of my car. And, yes, I did take the pointed toe of my stylish heel and push down several of those little babies, those little spiky things. You know, just to make sure they plan to cooperate.
Of course, yeah.
Then I turned back to my vehicle, and I gave the line of cars that had stacked up behind me a big hearty thumbs up, you know, in a it's okay, we're good kind of way.
Right, right. And I'm sure they appreciated it, you taking care of it for everybody.
Yeah, some of them waved at me.
And they did.
Kind of. Yeah, they kind of waved at me.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
A little bit. But anyway, so I said, sue me. I like to quote Popeye, the famous philosopher, in circumstances like this, situations like this.
Yes.
And Popeye said, I yam what I yam, and that's all I yam. Which brings us to a great segue, because I've got to get out of here. My guest is on the line, Mike, and you're going to love this fella. His name is Steve Brown, and this subject is perfect for him, because he's all about being what you am. I mean, what you am. He is. He's written a book called Hidden Agenda. I loved it, and we'll be talking to him right after this break.
Fantastic.
Sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Well, those runway lights getting bright. Take off.
has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Talk to Jim Taylor.
Can make it real in a Chevy.
Join us at Jim Taylor Chevrolet for our Memorial Day sales event all month long. Get select 2016 two-wheel drive crew cabs for $32,985. Get a 2016 Buick Verona for $25,985. Get a 2016 Sonic LT for just $14,985. Price, service, and selection is how we put the customer first at Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Rayville.
All factory rebates assigned to dealer. Price plus TTNL, dock and delivery fees. Stock number C105906, T286633, B118596. Conquest cash only good through 518.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe. Happy Monday afternoon, friends and listeners. I am so delighted that y'all are with me. I'm super excited about visiting with my next guest, Steve Brown. He's the founder of Key Life Network, which exists to communicate that the deepest message of the ministry of Jesus is the radical grace of God. Having spent 25 years as a pastor, Brown now devotes much of his time to the radio broadcast Key Life and Steve Brown, etc., which are currently heard on more than 600 outlets. I'm thrilled to welcome you to All Things Southern Live. Steve, how you doing?
Listen, I'm a Southern boy, and I love you. You're fun. I was listening to you.
Well, thank you so much. I have got to tell you this straight up. I was stalking you this weekend. I literally was stalking you. I tried to find you on Facebook and Twitter because I was reading your book and underlining it and starring it. And, Steve, I was, like, laughing out loud. I thought, I have found my tribe. I have found my tribe. I am all about transparency. We'll get all into that here in a few minutes, but I tell people all the time we cannot afford to try to have someone think where we have arrived. We need to all go together on the journey. So we've got some super cool questions that I want you to speak to that would really just put an appetizing taste in everyone's mouth to run out and get this book. But I can't stand it any longer. I've got to read your words back to you. The first time I laughed out loud. Can I do it?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm on page 3. This is the first time I laughed out loud. I was reading this, like I said, just this weekend because I kind of have this thing. I don't like to interview anyone unless I've read their book before.
You're rare.
The reason is because as an author myself, I have been on the other end of the interviews where they do not know who I am and why I am and what I've written. It's painful, is it not?
Oh, I've been there 1,000 times.
Yes. Well, you're speaking to someone who read your book and loved it. So the very first time I laughed out loud was on page 3. So, folks, listen to this. Steve writes, "Too often truth is obscured because the writer seems to speak from Sinai, which is the mountain of God, though, of course, nobody but God does. So before we go any further, I need to say something." And then he writes, "I'm sometimes so phony I can hardly stand myself." I'm not proud of that. In fact, it embarrasses me to say it. I'm not even sure I would say it if it weren't for a truth I learned from a whole lot of years of working with people. You're just as phony as I am. Steve, that's when I knew I had found my tribe. I enjoyed the whole book. But it was that line right there, because I don't want to be either. I would love to tell you I'm the unphoniest person you've ever met in your life. But sometimes, I mean, the truth slaps me upside the face, and I know that I've still got some mask on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right. So tell me about hidden agenda in this book that you've written, Dropping the Mask That Keep Us Apart. Tell me why you wanted to write it.
Well, Shelley, I'm an old cynical preacher, and I've been doing this a very long time. And I've noticed that there's a problem in the church, and I'm a part of it. There's something about religion that'll make you weird.
Yes, yes.
And you know it, and I know it.
Yeah.
What we do is that we take the church, which is should be a gathering place for screwed up people, and what we've done is that we've made it into a moral improvement society.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you know it's true.
I know it's true.
Better and better in every way, yeah. Every day. And if we don't, we think everybody else is. So we got to fake it in order to be accepted.
Oh, come on. You speak truth, my friend. The book I'm writing on right now is tentatively called I'm Losing My Religion and I Like It. And
so, I love it.
Yeah, so I completely agree with your premise. I mean, there's good stuff in here. And let's just kind of peel back some of it. One of the first things that you say is that you have lived long enough and sinned big enough to write this book. Please tell us.
That's true.
Please tell us what you mean by that.
Well, and by the way, if I have trouble hearing you, I went shooting with my former pastor about 4 months ago.
Okay, that's how I spell relief is boom.
I shot an M1, and that sounds like an atomic bomb.
Wow.
And I did nerve damage, and they're doing the third shot tomorrow. But right now, Shelley, you sound like Donald Duck. If I ask you to repeat yourself, that's the reason, okay?
That is quite all right. I have been many times, my voice has been likened to different things, but Donald Duck is a first for me.
Well, it's a pretty Donald Duck, but it's still Donald
Duck. It's still Donald Duck. Okay, I'm good with that. You can ask me to repeat myself. Okay.
Back to your question.
Okay.
I teach in seminary, and seminary students, and I've often wished I knew as much as they do. And they are so sure about everything and about people. And sometimes I'll say to the students, you haven't sinned big enough or lived long enough to even have an opinion on that.
Amen.
And that's really true. But let me tell you something. Shelley, I'm old. And the good thing about being old is that you don't care. I mean, there isn't much good about
yeah.
it. But
yeah, that's one thing that's good.
What people think yeah. about me. I'm not looking for a better job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for a bigger church.
Mm-hmm.
There's no leverage.
Yeah.
And so that's why you ought to read this book.
Yeah.
Because an old guy's going to tell you the truth.
And
the
you
truth
do.
Is, we're really messed up.
Yes.
And once I tell you that, and you tell me that, then we can be friends.
Then we can get to some truth. I was sitting down on my dock just this past weekend. And by the way, I spell relief. Boom. I like to take a gun down to my dock and shoot snakes. So, you know, I get shooting the M1. But I was praying about something just this past weekend. And I remember telling the Lord, we're a messy bunch, aren't we, Lord? We're a messy bunch.
Yep.
And
yep.
And he gets that, but it's what we try to project to everyone else that reveals our agenda.
Yep, we do.
And we have one.
It's not true, and it's killing us.
Yeah. So what?
It really is.
So does everybody have an agenda?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't. this isn't a dumb book. I mean, I know what it means to be human.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to wear masks on occasions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to go meet your enemy at a party and tell him what you think about him.
Right.
So we all wear masks and we all have agendas because there are things we want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And an agenda is how we get there. The difference is that you can be honest about your agenda, about who you are, about the things you struggle with. I have a friend, Shelley, in Nashville, who's he's got a PhD, so he's really smart, but he got really hurt by the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decided to go into the worst section of Nashville and start a church that for people that nobody else would accept.
Oh.
and Shelley, it's become a mega church.
Absolutely.
I was up there with him, and I did a conference, and then on Sunday morning, before I spoke, he opened the church service by saying, look, if you have sinned and you don't think God can ever use you again, mm-hmm. if you are marginalized, if you're needy, if you're afraid, if you sometimes get depressed, if sometimes you doubt, if sometimes you wonder if you're even saved, mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus Christ and in his words, mm-hmm. welcome to our church.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Isn't that cool?
It is cool and beautiful and anointed words. And when I hear you say them, I hear a collective sigh from listeners who need to hear that. Man, the church, you know, I love this church, Steve. I was in church 9 months before I was born and thereafter, but I was halfway through that experience before I found the delight of walking with Jesus. And that's a whole nother story. I wrote a book about it. I'll send it to you. But I found the joy of my relationship with him, and it's my impetus. It's what drives me to not wear a mask, because if I had not found the relationship that I have with Christ, I would still be doing the thing anyway, you know, the going to church thing and the vacation Bible school and the taking casseroles to people and all the stuff, because it was how I was raised, you know, so I'd still be doing that. And so my heart, it breaks for the people who are trying to follow Christ without Christ, because that's a boring way to work it. Can I read you another line that I just love, because I am already out of time and I knew I was going to be, and I think I want you to come back on for 3 weeks straight for an hour if you can work that out. But here's what I love. Folks, when I say that this man is transparent in this book and yet lays out truth that is life transformative, this is what I mean. This is on page 103 where my friend writes, I appear to be, if you get angry with me, don't speak to me or make jokes about me. I appear to be Saint Stephen in my quickness to forgive. And if you properly repent on your knees before me for what you've done, there's hardly anything I won't forgive. But if you disrespect, devalue, dishonor, or dismiss me, and then don't even care that you have, I become a serial killer. That's truth right there. Thank you for sharing it.
Now, Shelley, you're a delight. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for being here. But look, before you go, try to, because I haven't given you enough time to do it, and aren't these interviews always way too short? I think they are. But in a nutshell, tell the folks why they should pick up Hidden Agenda and what you want this book to accomplish.
I want people to do what you do, and that is to laugh and dance before a God who loves them and who thinks he can't have a party unless they're present.
Oh, my gosh. I need to have an off-the-air conversation with you now on that. And I am going to be stalking you more. So watch your mirror, watch your rear view, and I'll be in touch. And thank you for being by.
Shelley, thank you, too.
All right. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
To Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Join us at Jim Taylor Chevrolet for our Memorial Day sales event all month long. Get select 2016 two-wheel drive crew cab for $32,985. Get a 2016 Buick Verona for $25,985. Get a 2016 Sonic LT for just $14,985. Price, service, and selection is how we put the customer first at Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Ravel.
All factory rebates assigned to dealer. Price plus DTNL.com fee. Stock number C105906, T286633, B118596. Conquest cash only good through 5/18/16.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Whale Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe. Oh, yeah, we are having a big time here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I didn't have my volume up in case you're wondering why I'm talking all over that song.
I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies.
Okay.
Hey, I went and found some old people who were having birthdays today, so you might feel better.
You might want to try again there, buddy.
Albert Finney and Glenda Jackson are both 80 today.
Would you like to rephrase the way you set that up?
I'm sorry, did it not come out right? Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Wait, this is my man. This is what Phil always says. He's like, when I tell him that, he's like, okay, how should I have said that?
TV super producer James Brooks of Taxi and Goodnight, Mr. Brooks, 76 today.
Okay.
Bubblegum legend Tommy Rowe, remember Dizzy and Sweet Pea?
Uh-huh.
Tommy is 74 today. Actress Candace Bergen is the big 70. Singer Billy Joel is 67. Allie Mills, the mom on Wonder Years, is 66. Actor John Corbett from Northern Exposure is 54 today.
Yay! And Keggy's 53. I had a birthday last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I am now 53. 53
right
big
Day.
Years.
Mm-hmm. So you had a birthday month. Mm-hmm. Celebration, and then you get Mother's Day, and then
I know,
turn
I'm
right
like,
around, it's Memorial Day weekend.
I'm like, don't stop. I like it this way. Hey, yep. Mike, did you hear what John Kerry said this weekend?
No, what did he say?
That he was speaking at a commencement service, and he said that we were graduating students into a borderless world.
A borderless world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is the people they want to put back in charge. I don't know. You know how I've been about this. You know, they call what Donald now Dangerous Donald, and then you got Crooked Hillary, mm-hmm. and I don't
right,
know.
Right.
I'm just wishing for somebody like Honest Abe. Can we get another Honest Abe?
Well, since Abe isn't here, I'll go for Trump. I'll get on the Trump train.
Okay.
I
continue to pray.
Anybody but... Bill's, how does it go again?
You're trying to figure out the way I like to refer
Monica's
to her. Monica's
boyfriend's,
ex-boyfriend's wife.
Ex-boyfriend's wife,
yes.
Yeah. Anybody but that.
Anybody. Anybody. And when Keggy says, and Keggy would be my grandmother name, y'all, I do not know why I'm referring to myself in third person other than the fact that I've had way too much coffee today. Mm-hmm. But when Keggy says anybody... But Hillary, I mean, the person that parks cars at the White House. I mean, the person that cleans the toilets. I pretty much mean, you know, anybody. Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody, Mike. Anybody.
Well, the PC police are out there again. The annual The annual father-daughter dance at an elementary school in Columbia, uh-huh. South Carolina was canceled. Canceled, I tell you.
Because
parents complained it wasn't inclusive enough. The annual fundraiser for the PTA had already generated $2,000 in donations before it was canceled. The PTA said while the event was called the father-daughter dance, anybody could come, but that wasn't good enough for the incensed parents.
I'm a wee bit confused. I have that look on my face, kind of like Dixie, my late beloved chocolate lab, used to look at me like, mm-hmm. total confusion.
I have to say, I kind of get where they're coming from.
Oh, you do?
No, what about mothers and sons? What about stepdads and stepdaughters? What about two dads and a daughter?
Oh, Mike.
What about transgender dad, mom, and adopted non-gender specific child?
I think that we're digressing.
How about a court-appointed foster caregiver and an at-risk juvenile? Mm. I mean, what a transphobic, sexist, racist PTA.
How about those cowboys?
Lord help us.
How about those cowboys? So I saw a headline on the Yahoo page yesterday, and uh-huh. it said 10 things you should never let the movers touch. And
okay.
I thought about you, Mike, because you have just moved.
Mm-hmm, right.
Did you read that story? Did you read that story? I didn't read it.
I'm thinking number one would probably be your wife.
Well, that's true.
Or your daughter.
Yes, that would probably be right up there near the top, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. So are you unpacked?
Oh, I don't even have all my stuff yet. I'm still got to come back. I've got, just personal items. But the bulk of my possessions are actually still in Monroe. So I've got to make that big cross-country.
How long does it take you to drive?
8.5 hours if you stop a couple of times.
8.5 hours.
One way. Yeah. Did I mention that's one way?
Yeah, you did mention that a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. That's okay. As long as you're enjoying yourself there, we're glad that you're happy. You know, I'm not going to hold it against you that you moved or anything like that.
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Yeah, you are right there. Hey, are we tricking people? Do they think we're in the same room? I need y'all to get on Facebook and let me know if we're tricking y'all. Do you think we're tricking them?
No.
You don't think we're tricking?
Maybe. I don't know. I can't hear it on that end, so
okay.
I guess we'll have to let the folks decide.
Maybe so. Okay, let's do a little bit of news that people need, that they need to be... Ow! I'm sorry.
Oh, I've got something.
That was me. I have a Bobo, and I just hit it. Wait, got something first. Let me go first.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so first is my shindig. Y'all need to be saving the date because I'm having my very own shindig October the 8th at the B.D. Robinson Hall here in Monroe, Louisiana at the Civic Center.
Wow, you are somebody when you have your very own shindig.
I'm just saying, my very own shindig. And
I've never had my own shindig.
Well, I want my last guest to come. I've never even been to a shindig.
I went to a hootenanny one time.
Well, a hootenanny is very much like a shindig.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
This is like, though, Mike... And I mean, you could get a wig or something, but I am really promoting this as, and no, don't even go there with the transgendered bathroom as I get into this. I don't want to have that discussion, but I am promoting this as a women's conference, girls party, and book launch all wrapped up in a shindig.
Wow. Is this ladies only or can me and JR come?
This is ladies only. And by that, I mean ladies who... were born ladies
and love the Lord. If you love the Lord, it helps. Or if you would like to learn how to love the Lord.
Oh, there you go. If you would like to learn how to love the Lord, because you know I want everybody to come. They do not have to be sold out to Jesus. They don't have to be trying to clean up for Jesus. They just have to come and let me love on them and share my love for Jesus with them. But in addition to that, I'll have Hungry as a Mighty Fine Sauce. We'll be releasing that day, my storytelling cookbook.
Which is already available for pre-order, by the way.
Good one, Mike.
At Amazon and some other well-known stores.
Did I tell you about the problem with my pronunciation of the word sauce?
No.
I tell you this? I'm already having a little bit of an issue with the book title, Mike, because people ask me the title, and I say, Hungry as a Mighty Fine Sauce. And if
sauce.
If they're not from around here, that's what they say. They go, pardon me?
Sauce.
Well, I can't say sauce. I can't do it that way. So I say sauce, and they go, excuse me? And so I say it again. You know, I'm like, sauce. And they go,
do you mean sauce?
They're like, can you use that in a sentence? You know, and like, well, like spaghetti sauce? And they go, oh, sauce.
Sauce.
And I'm thinking, that's what I said, sauce. You know. So, I don't know. That should be fun. That should be fun playing with that title.
I need a little comfort in my life.
Oh, what's up? What's up?
Oh, no, just every show I enjoy the little comfort you bring.
Oh, I see where you're going. Hey, I see how you did that.
I was trying to help you out.
I see how you did that.
I handed her the ball, and she fumbled it all over the 50-yard line.
I'm saying you just set it up. I mean, you put it on the tee.
The other team picked it up and ran in for a touchdown.
It was kind of like a T-ball, Mike. I mean, you set it on the tee and said, knock it out of here, Shelly, and I missed it. But anyway, hey, I'm with you now, and I do have some comfort for you.
All right.
I shall remind all of y'all that here in the South, we have a good old saying that describes a super stubborn person. We say that type of person will argue with a signpost. Amen? When my sisters and I were growing up, we heard Papa use this line more than a few times about a particular cousin of ours who I will not name here. We're going to go with Cousin Willie.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Cousin Willie.
Yeah,
not Willie Robertson.
No, not that Willie. When it came to a good debate, this Cousin Willie did not know when to say when. It was almost like a scientific position would just, you know, he would take one and he would argue that to infinity. Like, if you said the sun goes in, he would say it couldn't really go in because it really never went out. Are you with me?
Yeah.
It was irritating, Mike. Like,
I can imagine.
Irritating times, too.
Yep.
Well, that's what I think about a lot, y'all. When I see these Facebook debates over spiritual matters, and again, I'm not going to get specific because there might be those kind of people listening who want to start one of those kind of conversations with me. That's not what I want to do here. I want to tell you that I believe it's impossible to seek the friendship of Jesus Christ in an ongoing and determined way and not be impacted, transformed, and changed over time in the process. But y'all, we can't convince someone of that through a heated debate. It doesn't work, Mike. It doesn't work. Debating spiritual matters with skeptics, folks, that's like a bird trying to prove to an earthbound animal that it can fly while they're both sitting on the ground. You know what the bird needs to do, Mike?
Take off and fly.
Take off and fly. The most compelling proof for the bird that the bird can fly is just a fly. All right. Fly, bird, fly.
Very good.
I squeezed that in right up underneath the line, I have you know. We're seconds away from wrapping this thing.
Well, enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thanks for being with me there in Dothan, Alabama. Thank you over there, JR. I'd like to thank my guest, Steve Brown, and I want y'all to go out and get a copy of Hidden Agenda by Steve Brown. It's a really good book. I also want y'all to come right back here next Monday. If the good Lord's will and the creek doesn't rise, I'll be right here.
All right, give me some hugs.
All right, this is Shelley with Hugs for All.